Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're kind of jumping across the globe, starting with some really groundbreaking climate research out of Switzerland, and then we're bringing it right back home, specifically looking at how it applies to the agricultural heartland of Northeast Oregon. We've got a stack of reports here focusing on Professor Sonia Sinavriatne's work on soil moisture. Our job, pull out the key stuff for you.
Yeah, and it's fascinating stuff. We're looking at something often missed, soil moisture, and how it really shapes our climate, especially those extremes, you know, droughts, heat waves. And this isn't just academic theory. It hits right at agricultural resilience, water management, real world impact.
Okay, let's get into it. First up, Professor Sonia Sinavaratne. She's at ETH Zurich, a top climate scientist. We're talking IPCC lead author, Reuters hot list scientist. She's really connecting the land and the air in new ways.
Exactly. And her big idea, the core of it, is this soil moisture temperature feedback. Think about it like this. Dry soil can't evaporate water. No evaporation means no cooling effect from the ground up. So that lack of cooling, it just makes the air hotter, feeding into itself, making heat waves and droughts, well, worse. It's a huge insight. It actually helps clear up climate model projections for temperature extremes by maybe 20%. That's significant.
20%. Wow.
Oh.
And you mentioned where this effect is strongest.
Right. These feedbacks really hit hardest in what are called transition climate zones.
Okay. Transition zones. Like between wet and dry areas.
Exactly. Places where water isn't always guaranteed. Sometimes it's plentiful. Sometimes it's scarce. That makes them super sensitive.
So how do you actually measure this? You can't just, you know, guess.
Well, that's where the Swiss soil moisture experiment, SwissMex, comes in. Professor Sinavaratne helped set it up. It's a network, 12 stations across Switzerland. They have sensors right in the ground.
In situ, right.
In situ, yeah. Measuring water content, especially in that critical top layer, the top 50 centimeters or so. And after 15 years of data collection, quite a long time.
15 years.
Yeah, these precise ground measurements, they've helped validate the bigger picture stuff like satellite data and what we call reanalysis data.
Which is like a mix of past observations and models.
Exactly. So it proves this multi-sensor approach works. But interestingly, they also found that even 15 years? Well, it might not be enough to nail down statistically solid long-term trends.
That's a really important point. So even with great data, you need serious long-term commitment.
You really do.
Okay, so let's pivot. How does this Swiss experience translate? What does it mean for, say, Northeast Oregon, Wallowa, Baker, Union counties?
Well, it's almost a textbook example. Northeast Oregon is one of these transition climate zones. You've got semi-arid conditions, big challenges for dryland farming, like soil erosion is a major issue there.
Right. I read it can knock soil organic matter way down. From maybe 3-4% down to like 1-2%, that must kill water retention.
Absolutely kills it. And you add in the big temperature swings they get. It's just the perfect place where understanding Sinavaratne's principles can make a huge difference.
So we already have networks in the U.S., like Snowtell for snow.
And Scan for broader climate data, yeah.
And they do have some soil moisture sensors, don't they?
They do some, but here's the key difference. The historical soil moisture data we have from those networks, it isn't quite dense or maybe consistent enough yet to feed directly into the really detailed forecast models.
Ah, okay. So there's a gap.
There's a gap. And that's where the SwissMex model offers a path forward. You know, setting up dedicated, high-quality, long-term in-situ monitoring specifically for soil moisture to really integrate it.
And the reports we looked at actually suggest doing just that, right? A pilot project for Northeast Oregon.
That's the suggestion, a strategic thing, working with federal partners like the USDA's NRCS and local groups like the Oregon Climate Change Research Institute.
And the goal wouldn't just be data for data's sake.
No, not at all. It'd be directly aimed at improving drought prediction, runoff forecasts, making farming more resilient, managing water better, practical outcomes.
So ultimately, Professor Sinavaratne's research isn't just about Switzerland. It's like a blueprint.
It really is a clear blueprint for how to better understand and forecast climate extremes by adding this crucial piece, precise local soil moisture, into the puzzle.
It really boils down to being smarter about water, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine if you had a much better idea, more certainty about how much water your fields might actually have next month or, you know, when the next big heat wave is likely to hit. Maybe looking down, understanding the ground beneath us is actually one of the most powerful things we can do to get ready for what's coming. That's our deep dive for today. We hope it's given you a new angle on the hidden power of soil moisture. Until next time.